Croatia opens door to Russian oil transit. Croatia has agreed to allow transit of Russian seaborne oil to Hungary and Slovakia through its pipeline network, marking a significant shift in the region's energy dynamics. The decision comes after the Druzhba pipeline from Russia via Ukraine was halted on January 27, leaving both countries scrambling for alternative sources of oil. Hungarian and Slovakian refiners have been keen to maintain their access to Russian pipeline oil, citing its lower price as a major advantage. The MOL Group, which has contracted more oil by tankers from various countries, including Russia, to a Croatian port, is at the forefront of this effort. Both Hungary and Slovakia are looking to tap into emergency crude reserves, while Croatia has expressed its willingness to help but initially balked at allowing Russian crude to pass through its pipeline network. Croatian pipeline operator JANAF must allow transit of Russian seaborne oil to Hungary and Slovakia, according to a joint statement from MOL Group and its Slovak unit Slovnaft. The two companies have emphasized the importance of putting aside old disputes in order to ensure the security of supply in Central and Eastern Europe. The halt in Druzhba pipeline operations has left Hungary and Slovakia with limited options for securing oil, highlighting the need for alternative sources. Both countries have maintained relations with Russia despite the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, and are keen to continue doing so given its lower price compared to other alternatives. Croatia's economy ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the matter, leaving further details of the agreement unclear. However, it is clear that Hungary and Slovakia will be able to tap into Russian pipeline oil once again, marking a significant development in the region's energy landscape. The decision could have significant implications for the European energy market, as it would allow Hungary and Slovakia to tap into a new source of oil. This could potentially alleviate some of the pressure on other sources, such as the Nord Stream pipeline, which has been the subject of controversy in recent months. MOL Group's willingness to accommodate Hungarian and Slovakian refiners' needs is a testament to its commitment to ensuring the stability of the energy market in Central and Eastern Europe. The company's efforts will likely be closely watched by other players in the region. The agreement marks a significant shift in the dynamics of the Druzhba pipeline, which has been at the center of controversy in recent months. With the halt in operations, Hungary and Slovakia have been left scrambling for alternative sources of oil, highlighting the need for flexibility in the energy market. As the European Commission and other stakeholders conduct tests to determine the capacity of Croatia's section of the Adria pipeline, it remains to be seen whether this agreement will prove to be a long-term solution for Hungary and Slovakia's energy needs.